security in the future. When mm-hmm. they get so old they can't do, but give to them then. Well, now, you know, I can understand about my father. He never did get nothing after that. Mm-hmm. If you don't have anything, well, you ain't got it. You've got to take care and, mm-hmm. And save it. But when you get old, why, well, you're just mercy of the people or your folks or mm-hmm. wherever you be, you're just the mercy on the people if you don't get anything ahead. But now you're caring for and there's a rest home. Mm-hmm. I call him the poor farm.
Yeah.
Father said he never didn't want to go to a poor farm. And I stayed there and take care of him and his mother as long as they lived. And I don't want to go to a poor farm, just like these old fellas up there. They say, now we're here, that's our home. And they said that we've got everything in the world that we want, that we need. And they said there's always somebody come there to see that we got cared for and taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
But they said it's not home, it's not our people. Then we'd much rather be at home than to be there, even if they got everything that they needed and the very best of care.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just the way I feel. If I was off in there, I wouldn't be with my people. I'd be with the other, living mm-hmm. in the mercy of the other fellas. So I don't want it. And I ain't going to have it if Peggy kicked me out. I don't live up to her word. I've always thought awful lot of Peggy. She's good.
These are good folks.
She'll take care of me. And if she go, I'm Marvin. You'll see that I'm caring for. How did I feel that way about them anyway?
I like them. They seem very, very nice. Oh, if I said, how did you get your shirt wet, what would you say?
Sweat, hot weather, sweating.
What do you call the sore sometimes that men get on their necks?
They're boiling, they're carbuncles.
What's the difference between these two?
Well, a carbuncle, you'll have maybe a dozen of them around, and boiled, well, you might have different boils too. And tell the truth about it, I don't know that I know the difference between a carbuncle and a boil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I used to have them boiled around my neck. You know, the boils always in the very worst places it can be.
Mm-hmm.
No matter if it's on your hand or on the top of your head or wherever it is, it's the worst place it can be.
On your bottom?
Now here, I've had boiled along there where I'd have to go all through back like that. Now that's
wow.
Like aggravating to have boiled like that. And I'd have more on my hands, along on my fingers, along up here on my arm. Have more boils there than anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't had any boils now for all years since I've had any boils.
Mm-hmm. Does the skin puff up there?
Oh yes, and but it comes to a head just right away up in the rump there, and then it comes to the head and
uh-huh.
get the core out, and I could get uh-huh. well there.
What do you call that fluid in them?
Corruption,
uh-huh.
pus.
And this is all swollen up, or?
Oh, just the boil part, just right around the boil, swelled that.
Mm-hmm.
My father unbroke a tongue out of my platter off over here in the field one day, and I didn't know, well, I saw him a-coming, but I didn't know he'd got over there. And I came to the house and got the bracing bits and bolts and things to put to fix his tongue up. And he was coming over and I went to turn around with the tongue. I didn't know he was near there and I never even felt it touch him. And it bumped him on the hand long after a while. He showed me and looked there. I said, what in the world done that? He said, when you turn around, said, it touched his hand there. He said, it never felt it hardly. That thing raised up there on over that high.
Hmm.
But it went back off then right away, didn't it? Stay up there. There's a little bump on his hand. See, he was a little beard, 8 pies. And there's a little bump on the razor knot up, or bust a hide or something like that.
Hmm.
And there's a, well, right there's a red spot on my hand. They'll come here and there around different places with big red spots on them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what make them, they just come there.
Hmm.
His hand was big red spot.
Mm-hmm.
When it raised up, just near the flat, but it'd be just the best one, give away under the hide or something, like it red.
All be darned.
Maybe a week and all be gone again. My hand is cursed now that they've been.